Yes, we shall overcome, because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice.
It was January 21st, 1965, when Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. spoke to a crowd of about 8,000 at Penn State's Rec Hall. In an hour-long speech, he gave the audience a history lesson on racial injustice.
Just last year, on July 2nd, the president of our nation signed into law a strong, comprehensive civil rights bill.
People forget how badly the black people were treated in the South and how very different the whole system was then.
Carol Razum of State College attended King's Penn State speech. At the time, she was a first grade teacher in the Bellefonte School District.
My first husband's uncle was a student at Penn State, and he got the ticket. He got two of them and said, "Did I want to go?" And I said, "Yes, very much."
Razum says back then she wasn't fully aware of just how bad things were for blacks in the southern states.
Until I went to the South not too long after that, did I see how badly the black people were treated and the whole segregation, how humiliating it was.
Razum heard King speak of voting rights issues.
All types of conniving methods are still being used to keep the Negro from becoming a registered voter.
And of much greater dangers.
Not too long ago, four beautiful, innocent, unoffending girls, Negro girls, were killed in the Church of God on Sunday morning.
Towards the end of his speech, he started with his oratory, his beautiful voice, and a lot of emotion.
Black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last. Thank you."
After King spoke those words, Carol Razum had a chance to see the civil rights leader up close.
When I left and went around the back, he came out right as we were leaving, and he was quite surrounded by bodyguards and police. But I could see that he wasn't much taller than I am, and I'm not very tall. And I was kind of amazed at that. It's one of the things I really remember, because he seemed so large, bigger than life.
The audio recording of that 1965 King speech will be played at Penn State on Monday.
At 11 a.m., we have the audio broadcast from his visit and the related slideshow of images from his visit, and that will be taking place in the Foster Auditorium, which is located at 102 Paterno Library.
Rachel Smith is diversity resident librarian at Penn State Libraries. She says the King speech will be accompanied by a slideshow of images taken at the event that show him speaking to the audience.
Of course, they're black and white, and they were actually taken when he came in 1965.
The audience, Smith points out, was also black and white.
You see every type of person in that audience, and I think that it's important for the Penn State community to come out and see just how relevant his message still is here in 2015.
Smith serves on the MLK Commemoration Planning Committee at Penn State. She says there are all kinds of events planned for the King Commemoration, including a day of volunteer service on Monday. And she says that makes her glad she came to Penn State.
I'm from North Carolina, and I went to an HBCU, a historically black college. And so we, of course, had lots and lots of events on campus throughout the months of January and February. But for me to come up here to a non-HBCU and see the same type of respect given and attention given to the commemoration really makes me proud.
As Smith points out, those who go to hear the recording of King's Penn State speech on Monday will hear him say some things that don't sound dated at all, even 50 years later.
We need only open our newspapers and turn on our televisions. We see with our own eyes that this problem is still with us. We can look around in our communities wherever we live, and we will see it, because no community in our country can boast of clean hands in the area of brotherhood.
I'm Christine Allen, WPSU.